So in terms of you being on the stage, how important is listening as well as what you're doing in terms of playing, but also observing, I guess, looking in terms of what's going on around you as well?
Yeah. It's slightly maybe disappointing for the theme that we're talking on is that once I start to play, I usually shut my eyes. Sometimes I have the feeling that you can breathe music. You know, you can breathe in.
Sure.
And inhale the music.
Yeah.
And it's a very specific very specific feeling.
Okay.
And trance. I suppose you have to be more or less on the edge of some special state to think that you can breathe music. After all, it's sound. You can't breathe music. It's a nonsense. So when you've got that feeling, maybe you are already in some altered state. Looking and listening made me think of a piece that he wrote called I've got to get this right, Seeing Sounds and Hearing Colors. So it was, of course, the days of LSD and the water supply, and I can't say that for sure that John wasn't somehow inspired by a psychedelic experience, but that was the title of the piece, and that whole business of synesthesia. Some people have more pronounced effects in that sense, that they hear a note. I mean, I think Scriabin was famous for being a synesthetic, and even had a table of correspondences between pitches and colors. And sorry that I have to say that I don't have that faculty. And when I'm looking, I'm looking, and when I'm listening, I'm listening. And I guess the thing about improvising is you have to listen very, very carefully to everything that's going on. It's more like listening and psychoanalyzing. That would be more the theme that's appropriate for group improvisation, because you have to read the emotional or psychological significance of particular gestures from other players, especially players that you know well, because they can help you to structure the bigger form. The moment-to-moment form is not so difficult, but somehow there has to be a faculty which is also taking care of the overall, the large form. How long are we going to play? How long is this piece going to be? Sometimes you might say, let's break it up a little bit, don't let's try and play all one piece. Or there are guidelines like that at the beginning of a piece, but very often the cues are all internal and to an extent psychological. So that's the other part of my faculties that's in use, is not really listening, it's more analyzing, psychoanalyzing the other players.
That sense of nature, you know, in terms of looking out at the sea or the changing in natural light, does that then influence what you're playing, do you think? Even subconsciously, are you responding to that in some way?
Subconscious in some way. There's a lot of wiggle room in that.
There is, yeah.
So,
yeah.
For the sake of being friendly, I'll say yes, perhaps, subconsciously. Yeah. Art galleries tend to have very good acoustics. And that becomes a very important factor in the way it feels to play in those places, or how it is, the practicalities of playing in those places. In fact, I played upstairs. I did a solo concert back in the summer here upstairs, and the room was very resonant, to the point where I think we could hear the certain frequencies were making one of the light fittings resonate. Okay, there was something called the Schlachtturm. No, Schlacht. It's a battle, a monument to a particular battle, which I should, somewhere outside of Leipzig, I think, with a very long reverberation time. And I played solo there. And of course, when the acoustics are so markedly special, then of course you have to play with the acoustics.
Yeah.
There's no point in playing against them because they don't have a mind. They're just there. You have the possibility of working with them. They have only the possibility of being what they are, physically, favorable to certain frequencies. Or another remarkable one was the church that Markus Stockhausen had in Nordstadt in Cologne. I don't know if he still has the use of that place, but it was a remarkable acoustic in the sense that it was so equally distributed across the audible frequency spectrum that you didn't hear it while you were playing. You only heard it when everything stopped. Not all big acoustics are like that. And some are more present in your thinking because they favor particular frequencies, and you're looking to work the room in a literal sense, not work the audience, but work the physical possibilities of the room. The late Roger Ackling was an artist whose work I admired from the very first time I saw it, and we became friends, and he gave me permission to use his work on several CDs, and we did a couple of performances of a piece that we constructed between us, a collaborative piece, which where was it, down in Stroud. We decided to make a it was almost like the black monolith at the start of 2001, but it also had something in common with, we thought, with perhaps with Punch and Judy shows, but it was a box, a black box that was just big enough for the two of us to get inside. Mm-hmm. And some seats so people could watch. And when the audience were in the room, there was only the black box to be seen. And then the lights went out, and all hell broke loose. As soon as the lights went out, we were both inside the box.
Okay.
And Roger started to drill holes through to the outside. And I came out of the box and turned slowly in a big circle around the box and back into the other side of the box. Meanwhile, Roger was drilling, and then later came out of the box and was nailing, but all in the dark. And then we both went back into the box at the end of it. The drill stopped, the music stopped. It's about 40 minutes. It must have been very strange to experience. And the lights went on, but this time inside the box, not outside, but through the holes that Roger had drilled, came up the map of the sky, or an equivalent, like a star map of the sky above Stroud that evening. In theory it was.
Yeah.
And the nailing was many, many, many little nails, which represented the light shining on the heads of the nails represented the Milky Way.